Paul Hernandez, narrator. This is from Come Back Como by Steve Wynn. It was a gorgeous September morning in San Francisco's Inner Sunset District, glowingly warm and bright. I was spending it on my knees in the middle of 11th Avenue, pleading with a dog. "Como," I called out in the most casually reassuring voice I could muster. "Let's go back home. Come on, boy. Let's just do it." I inched a little closer to the cream-colored terrier Mutt, who had just fled from our house a few blocks away and led me on a frantic chase that didn't show any signs of ending well. Como, his tawny ears lifted in high alert mode and brown eyes widened, inched back. I kept a safe distance on the sidewalk, 20 yards off. His tail was raised and furled like a ravished feather over his back end. This wasn't working any more than trying to outrun him had. At 52, I wasn't about to win a foot race with a nimble 2-year-old terrier. This is from Buzz, How to Create It and Win With It, by Edward I. Koch. I am always amazed at how many people want my opinion, because I can be brutally honest. No doubt about it, I am blunt. I do try to forewarn them about this character trait of mine by asking, "Do you really want to know?" They always say yes, and then often don't like my response. They really didn't want to know. Being honest is key to my lifelong goal, which is to remain relevant. This is from Lead Your Boss, The Subtle Art of Managing Up, by John Baldoni. Know where energy comes from. What about your work excites you? Is it working with others? Is it generating new ideas? Is it providing guidance for the team? Is it problem solving? Is it managing crises? Is it stretching for big goals? Your energy may come from one, two, or all of these things, as well as many others. You need to identify what gets you enthused so that you can tap into it. Failure to do so will bog you down,